a big message, you know, being somehow delivered to you by somebody up there?
A message, a good message, a bad message, what?
No, just a message. The Lord perhaps is telling you something, or has been telling you for a long, long time. Now it's just up to you to discern on what you're going to be doing next. You know, something like that.
Maybe, yes. I, one day I was in a car with somebody in Manila, and I think I heard you preaching. Was that you?
I think so. Now, I usually spend about 15 minutes of my show, the last 15 minutes of the show, reading a Bible verse or two.
Yeah, it was wonderful. No, yeah. I'm not really into the Bible anymore. I don't take it literally, but I'm still interested in, I think there may be something out there, whether you call it God or the Force or the little green man or from another galaxy, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I think I can't believe, you know, we're all alone in the universe. It's hard to believe. I mean, it doesn't make any sense because physically we're all like round globes and there's so many other round globes. Why should we be something completely special? Now, it may be that the other people, the other places that are similar to us are very far away, though, you see. But there may be thousands or millions of other planets like ours. The question is, have they ever, you know, made contact with us electronically or come here or whatever? This I think we still have to learn, but I think it will turn out eventually that there are, you know, just countless other living, you know, planets with living beings, because that's the history of our growth and understanding, right? We used to think we were, you know, the center of the universe, right? The sun went around us and we were totally unique, created by God. But now we're learning we're just one, you know, planet, and there are billions and trillions, you know? And really, it's like 200 years ago, we knew practically nothing compared to today. So I think it stands to reason in 50 years or so from now, it'll turn out we knew practically nothing today compared to then, you know? So I have an open mind about all of these things, and, you know...
You know, a lot of us would somehow get disillusioned with what some people would do, you know, claiming that they're followers of God or something. I still feel that we all should have this personal relationship with Him, and only Him, and not allow others who pose to be, you know, followers of Him do bad things to others, you know. It should really be a personal relationship. I hope you still have that, Bobby.
Well, you said to him. Well, how do you know it's a he?
Well, it's definitely a him, man.
Why?
Well, let's not pay attention to the sex, you know, be it a him or a he or a she, but it all points to that.
Well, the point is, Benji, I feel, to me, all these books are a lot of rubbish. Like, you know, I think that sort of ties into what you just said. You know, the Bible is rubbish, the Quran is rubbish, the Bhagavad Gita, whatever, is rubbish, the Old Testament it's all rubbish, it's all nonsense, all this so-called Word of God stuff, you know. That's my honor. But that doesn't mean there's nothing out there. You understand? But I don't take any of this stuff literally. I think that it's a big mistake to take any of this stuff seriously. And that's one of the things I like about the Catholic Church. They tell their followers, don't read the Bible. Just study the catechism and listen to what the Church says. Because the Church simplified everything. They had like the seven deadly sins. And they didn't tell the people to give a lot of their money to the church, you know. But in general, I'm really down on organized religion. I think it's a big racket, you know. But as I say, that doesn't mean there's no God. It doesn't mean there's no force. It doesn't mean that at all to me, you know. I don't take a hostile attitude to, I mean, my mind is open to whatever the truth, you know, may be, you know.
Well, we're not talking about religion. We're talking about, of course, a personal relationship with him or her. But anyway, Bob, thank you for gracing the show or gracing, of course, the airwaves in the Philippines over DZSR Sports Radio.
Thank you. I say, you know, getting back to this religion, I'm not interested in this personal relationship stuff, really, because I think that's a gross oversimplification of reality. I don't believe anybody created all of this. Somehow it happened. But there may be very, very advanced civilizations that we know nothing about, and they may be in contact with us or influencing us. I think reality is probably unbelievable if we knew the truth, unbelievably complicated. I think some space scientist, astronomer or whatever, he said the universe is not only more complicated than you imagine, it's more complicated than you can imagine.
Okay, Bobby. So I think on that note, I'd like to say hopefully, Bobby, you can get out of there soon so that, you know, you're not getting also any younger, Bobby, and I think it's no good that, you know, in your old age you will be there, and already it's 8 months. That's incredible. That's too much, especially for you who had given so much honor and prestige to America at the time when you won the world championship against the Russians, Bobby.
Yeah. Can I go off the air singing a little All You Need Is Love?
Yeah, please sing All You Need Is Love.
I just know a few lyrics, you know. But I remember, I think one of the Rolling Stones was criticizing this song. He said it's a nonsense song. He says all you need is love. He says just try paying the rent with love, he says. But anyway, the lyrics are something like, all you need is love. All you need is love. Ba-ba-da-da-da. All you need is love, love. Love is all you need. Nothing you can do that can't be said. Nothing you can do, ba ba ba. Da 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 da. It's easy. Ba-da-da-da-da. All you need is love. Ba-ba-da-da-da. All you need is love. Ba-ba-da-da-da. All you need is love, love. Love is really all you need.
I'm Ringo, and I play the drums.
I'm Paul, and I play the bass.
I'm George, and I play a guitar.
I'm John, and I too play a guitar. Sometimes I play the fool.
Bass started it all. Back-to-back number one hits in Billboard's top 20 in the 60s and the 70s. Proclaimed as the group of the century, the Beatles.
Paperback Writer.
Saturday, 6 to 10 p.m. on DZSR Sports Radio 918 nationwide. The home of sports and the permanent home of the Beatles.
You're still listening to Mid-Evening with the Beatles, mga kaibigan. Naging offbeat tayo ng konti, and we had an interview with a world champion, no? Definitely a true chess champion in the person of Mr. Bobby Fischer. And of course, assisting us with that.